Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N. C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. We are Faithpreneurs walking by faith and not by sight. I pray each of you are doing well as we carve out this space and time just to give God some praise, to thank Him for new grace and new mercies that He provides each and every day here in our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call family. This Destiny Designers University platform is our safe place for the growth and development of our faith in executing our assignments in the marketplace. So building and growing our fidelity with a fidelity to God and understanding that it is He who gives us the power to get wealth. It is He who gives us our divine assignment so that we can do what He has purposed for us to do here on earth. So our real job is learning how to totally yield, to decrease so that He can increase, to let your will and your wants be lost in Him. It's a process. It's not an overnight situation. You have to grow every single day in the faith of knowing that God is real, that faith is our currency, and it's impossible to please God without faith. So I pray that you are doing well, that you've had an amazing week. For those who are celebrating birthdays, happy birthday to you. Today is my cousin, my godson, and one of my other good friends' birthday. But there's a lot of birthdays in the month of November. So praying for you all to be able to enjoy it. But at the same time, we still have family, friends, colleagues, and associates who are in a time of bereavement. So we always want to usher up prayers for their strength during these difficult times, and that we honor those who transition by how we live. That is how I've been able to reconcile when I lose someone in the physical, because we are spirit beings having a human experience. So we really can't put a timeline on process, and going through each stage of it, you get stronger. And also want to send a prayer up for all of those who are affected by this government shutdown. It is unconscionable to think that we would be living in a time where the people elected to govern would rather see people starve and be hungry than come to the table and create a compromise so that they can be fed. Is just heartbreaking. But we continue to pray that they will come to their senses and create some sort of working compromise to take care of the marginalized, the disenfranchised, those who don't have the capacity to share their voices in the way that others might. So as faithpreneurs, we have the ability to provide solutions to the challenges that we see, and to really be able to create space for equity and continue to advocate for that to happen. And I also pray for those who are dealing with the aftermath of Melissa, involved in multiple efforts to help rebuild what is happening and what is needed when we think about where we are for what they are needing in order to really rebuild. It's going to take months. It's going to take years to get Jamaica back, damage in the other islands being assessed. So we're living in some times that the word warned us about, right? These last and evil days, Lord have mercy. Every time you turn around, there's something else that is happening. Even the effects of the shutdown on travel. I was traveling yesterday and they slowed down air traffic because of people not really being able to, I should say, be able to want to still work without getting paid. And it's concerning. I was sitting on a tarmac, my time getting in to present at an event. Thank God that we were able to make it just in time. But people shouldn't have to be going through these changes. Folks are thinking about travel for the holidays to visit family. So there's a lot of unknowns, and my role is to continue to look for solutions. As facepreneurs, we have solutions in the marketplace, and in all of my various roles, looking for ways to make sure that we help community. That is ultimately what my prayer is, for God to give us strength, to give us wisdom, and to give us discernment. So I do have a military appreciation weekend. That's where I am this weekend, honoring those who have served. And even thinking about the fact that veterans still don't have all of what they need after making the greatest sacrifice. Lord, that's a whole nother topic. But I want to share something that Mother Joan sent me this morning, which kind of aligned with what I wanted to share in the room. When we come in here, we are sharing our testimonies of faith. We're sharing the things that we're grateful for and the scriptures that ground us in what we do. So this space is open and available for us to be encouraged, for us to know that we're not the only ones going through the challenges that we see around us, that therefore the grace of God go each and every one of us, and that we have power in our words and what we think and what we do. And she sent this: maintaining a spiritual perspective, Colossians 3:2, set your minds on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. Victory in supernatural warfare comes down to one foundational thing: your perspective. What are you looking at? Are you staring at whatever is right in front of you, or are you looking from the perspective of heavenly places? Unless you learn to operate from up there, you will succumb to your challenges down there. Learn now to think and to live from a spiritual mindset. Unless you keep your mind set on spiritual things, you won't recognize Satan's agenda when you see it, and you won't be able to wage victorious spiritual warfare. 2, you need to learn to put the spiritual ahead of the physical. Practice this divine concept consistently, because your real battle is against a spiritual kingdom that seeks to dominate your spiritually. Satan knows that if he can get in your mind, he can dictate your actions. To wage victorious warfare in heavenly places, you must set your mind on Christ and his truth. Put on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace. Take up the shield of faith. Take the helmet of salvation. Take up the sword of the Spirit. And that's from Colossians 3:16-17. This is war. As the Father to reveal any misguided thoughts, beliefs, or words about heavenly places, about the location of your enemy, about your spiritual battles, about your role in fighting unwanted circumstances and temptations in your life. For each untruth, look for a countering truth from God's word. Write down the countering truth Write down the countering truth and cross a line through the untruth, and pray in the name of Jesus Christ that it will no longer affect your life or the lives of those around you. Then thank God that the power of his truth has been loosed to do his healing and grace in you. Ephesians 6:12. Pray this over yourself as a reminder. I pray now, Father, that all who read these words will receive their healing by your mighty righteous hand. We decree and declare it is done by the blood of Jesus, according to your way and your timing. Amen. So I said, now that is a blessing, because that's in alignment with one of the prayers that I was just meditating on, that Dr. Trim had written, and just thinking about the power in what we say and what we do and where the real fight is. We talk about that a lot here. The enemy's trying to trick you. He's trying to hoodwink you. He's trying to distract you from your blessing. And we have to go higher for the revelations on how to use God's word as the weapon to fight against them. So we pray for healing, especially for our Clubhouse auntie, Dr. Rob. Oz and Uncle Vinny. Have to check on them. Just thank God for sparing their lives and covering them and praying for complete restoration. Thank you all who've been praying for PLC McKinney. Thank God that he is getting better and stronger and recuperating. And for all of those who might be in a situation that you are physically ill yourself or someone that you know and love, we pray for healing for each and every one. So I am thrilled that we have this opportunity to join together to make sure we are doing the work that is necessary and needed to encourage one another during these difficult times. And I'm going to read this portion of the prayer, which I think is so much that we can digest from it as we create the habits that are necessary, that this is the day the Lord has made. You will rejoice and be glad in it. I declare and decree that today heaven's agenda concerning your life shall manifest without delay. You are stepping into a divine alignment. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No tongue that rises against you shall stand. You are not waking up to just another morning. You are awakening to a divine mandate. This is your hour to speak life, to call things that are not as though they were, to command your morning and shape your destiny with the words of your mouth. So wherever you are right now, lift up your hands and open up your mouth and prepare your spirit, because as we pray this morning, every mountain shall move, every chain shall break, and every force of darkness standing in your path shall bow to the name of Jesus. Just starting there, thinking about how you command your morning. You often hear me read excerpts from Dr. Trim's book, Commanding Your Morning, because it's something to get in the habit of doing the first thing that you focus on, you know, before you reach for the phone or reach for a computer or start your normal to-dos, is just really putting yourself in a place of saying, let me command this day according to the word that God has given us, that we are not a victim of circumstance, but we're a vessel of divine power and purpose. So she invites us that every morning as the sun rises and light breaks through the darkness, it symbolizes the authority of God breaking through the uncertainty of the day ahead. So we get the ability that we want to see manifest. And there's some power in doing that. It really takes concerted effort. It's not just the automatic, because there's so many competing distractions in your world. And you want to be able to be in a situation, in a place where you can redirect what the enemy might try to put in your path, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. So when we open up our mouth in faith, we get to be real instruments of creation. And the more you sit with that, the more you look back and say, well, how many times did I sabotage my own self? How many times did I say something that was out of alignment with the truth of who God is in my life and what he has called me to be? And how can I recalibrate and get back on track with what God wants me to do? And I love one of the explanations around our voice having power, that it is a creative force. And when we speak under our divine authority, when we know we kingdom kids, we know what God has promised us, our words become prophetic blueprints that structure the hours ahead. That was a line that she said. I said, you know what? That is so true. Because every decree you release creates a spiritual architecture for your day. If you decree confusion, confusion will govern it. If you decree clarity, clarity will reign. This is why you must be intentional with how you start your day and really avoiding like idle talk and what those first words are that to establish the peace and the calm in your day. So that is something that I hope just encourages you, because we are learning and growing together in the body of Christ. Every day we're working out our souls out. And then the last thing on staying the course, a lot of folks say, okay, well, I've been praying for 5 years. I've been praying for 2 months. Or I've been praying for however long. And if you don't see it, you get discouraged and the enemy tries to put doubt in your head. And I love this particular piece that says, every morning as you rise, your mouth must become an altar where sacrifices of praise and declarations of faith are offered. Aligning your words means your confession becomes consistent with divine truth. contradict it, there will always be a tension between what heaven has spoken and what you see happening in the natural realm. I just want to start right there. When the circumstances contradict it, that's the really test of your faith, that you can still be able to confess the truth, even if there's contradictory situations around you are happening, because alignment demands that you keep speaking heaven's truth until the natural world conforms. Faith is not a denial of reality. We're not just crazy and don't see the reality. It's the insistence that reality must bow to revelation. When God said, "Let there be light," darkness didn't disappear because, you know, he ignored it. It disappeared because his word overpowered it. So likewise, when you decree healing in the face of sickness, peace in the midst of chaos, provision in the presence of lack, you're not pretending. You are participating in divine creation. And heaven's agenda moves through the voices that refuse to echo in defeat. Your alignment must be intentional in every sphere of life, your relationships, your work, your vision, your future. Speak over your day with precision. Do not allow idle words to pollute your purpose. One of the things that you can say is, this day will produce favor. Doors will open for me. Divine opportunities will locate me. My mind will be clear. My heart will be steadfast, and my steps will be ordered by the Lord. When your speech reflects divine order, your life begins to mirror heaven's design. I think that is just so powerful, just to remember that we have to be intentional about everything that we do, everything that we say, and how we move to be good stewards of what it is that God has trusted and purposed us with. So I hope that blesses you today as I prepare for the wreath laying. This is a solemn ceremony, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, to be able to lay a wreath in remembrance of all those who've given their lives to sacrifice for our freedoms, the very freedoms that we are fighting for in this country right now, an understanding of what democracy looks like and how all communities, no matter where they are, should have access to the same equity. So pray my strength as we go out and do that, and this whole weekend of honoring and celebrating our veterans. So I commit in my morning with thank you, Lord, for a successful day, for favor, for strength, for healing. We just have to keep confessing it, even if what we see might look contradictory, until we see it manifest in the natural. That's powerful. That's the faith walk. And everybody's not going to understand it if they're not on the faith journey. It's not going to make sense. We're not here to be logical. We're here to be faith-filled ambassadors of what God has ordained us to do. So D. Jason Hodge, thank you, my brother, for being here in the room. And Carmen Wealthpreneur, I'm going to turn it over to you while I'm doing a little bit of multitasking here in the background.
Good stuff, sis. Good stuff. Wow. You know, I appreciate that so much, that we have to remember all the things that we say, all the words that come out of our mouths. They have to be words of life, especially if we are in agreement with our Father. And so this week has been a very involved week. I'm grateful, and I still hold on to my tried and true, which is be anxious for nothing. And I see that unfold in so many ways every single day and throughout the day. And it's one of those things that keep me in alignment. It's like I check myself before I say certain things. I'm like, okay, is this an anxious statement, or is this a statement that God's given me to say because I'm aligning with Him? So we have been blessed as a family to come together in the morning time and pray and to set our day up. And I'm seeing just how that works even with the boys. And when things come up, whether it's on their job or what have you, you know, being able to slow down and let God lead in what the next steps are. How do you respond when the enemy says one thing or does one thing? How do you respond? How do you respond in prayer? How do you respond in promise? How do you respond in declaration of what it is that God has said? And so we got an opportunity to see that in action over these past couple of weeks and seeing just amazing outcomes because we have just said, okay, Father, show us what to do in this situation. So, good week. I'm so glad to be in Shabbat right now because you do know that I am horizontal, y'all. So it's a good thing. Carmen, how you doing, sis? And I know she's probably getting ready to do something herself, something pretty
actually,
amazing.
I'm not.
Oh, really?
I got in very late last night from the Power Networking Conference. Right. Yeah. And I only came back a day early because I have an event tonight. And for the first time being on this call, Jason, I'm actually horizontal too. Oh my goodness. I'm you know, normally I'm running for the door to go somewhere, but I have an event tonight. So I said, on purpose, I am going to rest.
Oh,
I am not going to do anything. Normally, I would have been on my computer by 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. I have not. I don't even know where my laptop is, so that's a good thing. I think my suitcase is still in the car, so I'm resting, my brother. And for that, I was laying here in and out, and I thought about Genesis 2:2-3. By the seventh day, oh, actually, a better one I want to read about rest. Exodus 20:8-11. This is commandment to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord our God. And I know that you and your family really take that seriously. I think most of us need to, including myself. I'm preaching to myself because usually Saturdays is no different for me, you know, Monday through Friday. And I'm going to start being more intentional to try to say no because I need rest.
Yes.
Oh, so it feels good. It feels weird. I felt like I was doing right, something wrong laying down. But I am horizontal this morning, family. But I did have an opportunity again to see Dr. George C. Frazier, our dear friend and mentor, and so many others that Dr. Stacy and I are close to. I was on stage Thursday and yesterday, and then jetted to the airport, spent 6 hours in the airport because my flight kept getting delayed, as we know. In this current climate, I was getting real nervous last night because by 8 o'clock, I'm thinking, okay, am I going to actually get out of here or will I be sitting till morning? So to God be the glory, I was able to get out, get back home, and just be prepared for the week. But I just want to say to everyone how this community is such a blessing to me and the love and support. I seen Mother Gwen last this week too. She was at the conference, and just a whole host of other people that come in and out of this community. And it was sometimes it's so good to not just hear a voice, but to see a face and hug people. And so let's love on each other. If you get the opportunity to be in person with someone, just, you know, appreciate every moment with someone. I don't know. I'm getting a little sentimental. I think this week seeing Dr. Frazier, which I didn't know that he lost his youngest son.
Oh,
yes. 42 maybe, just 2 months ago, he lost him. He only had two sons. And so it just, you know, I just hugged him and loved on him because you just don't know. It used to be, Jason, that it was the grandparents and our great-grandparents.
Right.
But now young people, especially young people, take care of yourself. Take care of your bodies. We're not invincible. You know, if your body is saying something, Jason, we've been talking about this a long time. We probably need to have a health class. If your body is, or a series, be honest with you, take heed to it. You know, do better, eat better. You know, just do better to yourself And that's been something I've been trying to be very intentional about. Instead of taking a whole lot of medicines, I'm starting to do more research with different herbs. I had a conversation with one of our friends yesterday on how he said he's so blessed because he is a wealthy and healthy Black man. And I just love that. And I said, bro, okay, I got half of it right. So I want to let me work on it. He gave me a couple herbs that he shared with me. I'll probably share with you, Jason. I got to call you. That I'm considering to use instead of, you know, in that all plant based. That's what our body does the best with is plant based. As opposed to, I stopped eating red meat and a lot of fatty food a couple months ago, nice. And I just feel so different. Mm-hmm. And I'm naturally starting. I've been trying to lose. I'm in the same size for like. Since COVID, and I can't lose weight, but just cutting back on the meats, like I'm 4 pounds lighter, and I'm like, I ain't doing that. But so it that's my body is telling me, see, you know, it's working. So, but just love on each other, y'all. I'm gonna stop rambling. I'm enjoying laying out on this pillow right now. And so, good to talk to y'all. I love you. I'm Carmen M. Pereira, also known as Carmen Wealth, the wealthpreneur and God's economic ambassador.
That's awesome, sis. Wow. I'm so happy to hear that you are relaxing. Go ahead, sis.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. I came back. I had to step away. I was like, is Carmen resting? I was like, is that what I heard? But
it's like a special occasion.
Yes, I got special. In from the Power Networking Conference late. And so, and I got an event tonight. I said, this feels so weird. I'm laying down. I've never laid down on this call.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I couldn't split myself in two to be there. So it's a little strange. It's like, where are you? Are you coming? I was like, I can't be there this year.
I know.
But praying for Dr. Frazier.
Yes. I didn't know, Stacey.
Look, I got the info late, too, with my crazy schedule.
Oh, my goodness. It's just sad. He lost, you know, his youngest son to complications from diabetes. Oh, and so, you know, something that could have been prevented. So y'all take care of yourselves. Take care of yourselves.
That is a wise message. And especially in light of all the things that's going on around us, it's also being aware that stress is a part of that, too.
Yeah.
And it further complicates other conditions that we have. So it's good to hear your voice. Glad you came back safely, and we'll talk offline to debrief. But yeah, today's the day where we just gonna declare and decree new things in spite of what we see, that God is still in control and praying for our rise as well. So back over to you, bro. You were about to share something.
Oh, and look, I'm sitting here in the cut just listening in, and I was surprised to hear that Carmen is partaking of relaxing today, and she's not running somewhere. I was like, man, this is like a celebration time. Look, I got as excited as when I hear that you and Drew are getting some rest. I'm like,
oh, those rare moments. rare moments and opportunity. He's holding it down in New York. There's a big fundraiser for Ivory Jam going on today for Jamaica and relief efforts, because it's really heartbreaking when we see the effects of these natural disasters.
Yeah.
And, okay, I have a little four-legged friend here. It's making noise in the middle of the call. Like, really? Jet, I am in the middle of the prayer call. I'm going to need you to hush unless you're giving God some praise. What will we do?
Look, he's making his cameo.
He's clearly making his cameo and just not concerned at all about anything that I'm saying. But to not have shelter, to not have clothes, to not have food, like that's like real life. So they're trying to move as quickly as they can for some interim sort of shelters and getting resources in the right places. So he is going to be supporting the team on my behalf, because I am clearly not in town to do it. So for those who are giving resources and collecting funds, just be mindful of where it goes, so it's not any of the potential scams that are out there.
Right. Look, I was seeing in the back channel, I was like, wow, I said, you know, all of this makes me wish that I was out in New York helping out, you know, but yeah. That's good. All of the things that we can do. And you know what? This is the beautiful thing, is that even when tragedy hits, you could always see a difference between those who, and this is not a dig on anybody, okay, because and I just want, you know, you all to hear this and on the replay, is there is a difference when you know where your help comes from. Even in the midst of challenges and trials, you can always lean on, wait a minute, but God said that all things work together for my good. And so that at times can be academic, but then when you let it settle, then you realize the level and the depth of truth that's in there. Sometimes you will find yourself in the midst of a situation and you're the only one who has a word to give to help calm the situation. So you find yourself in the middle of the turmoil with everybody else. But the way that you show up when you know God's got you is completely different. And the encouragement that you're able to give those around you to help calm things is completely divine. And I've seen that over the decades. You know, now I can count in decades when God showed up in the midst of challenges and his presence through his people helped to calm those who didn't know that he existed or didn't know how to tap in. So be encouraged, everybody who is listening live and on replay, is that you are strategically planted in places in order for God to show up for people who need him. And it's not because you just happen to be thrown into the turmoil with everybody. You are strategically placed there. Word says it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Sometimes your word and presence is the thing that helps to snap people into true reality, which is that just like how Joseph was in Egypt and where God's people are, things prosper, things work out. Yeah, that's why you're in places that you are. So I think it's good to embrace that. And then you're able to relax when things take place and say, okay, Father, what's the assignment today?
I absolutely echo that because your presence and your voice shifts the atmosphere.
It does.
And you wonder why, or you may wonder why in some situations, if you watch how you show up, how other people show up, just your very presence can bring calm, can bring peace, can bring order. Because you're walking not in your authority, you're working in the authority that God has given you. And you can set and shift the atmosphere with that. So that is, you preaching good. Come on now, you know, Apostle.
That is such a good thing you're saying, Jason. Dr. Stacy, you know that I have been on this call for many years before the Holy Spirit unmuted me. You remember that?
I like sure said, did. I was like, who that speaking?
I did not unmute. But I say this because there were so many times that I was in a bad place, and just listening to some of the testimonies from other people. I remember when our dear sister Winnie, when she was going through her battle, how I thought I had, you know, all this, you know, I'm woe is me, and just her presence and her voice and her attitude towards, you know, where she was in life just shifted me. Like, girl, if you don't get over it, if you don't get your tail up and move around, you know, because and be grateful because there's someone or some situation worse off than where you at. And so just hearing sometimes on this call today, hearing voices, hearing Raquel sing, or, you know, some of the sometimes I'm in my busyness and it makes me just shift and say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Just listening. I think, who was it last week? Someone had blessed her, fixed her house. Was that? I'm looking at the audience. That's what I get.
Yeah, the roof?
Yes, yes. You know, I mean, that just excited me. And, you know, and it just shifted where I was. And so you're so right, Jason. Your presence, your voice. Every time you speak, each of us speak, you never know who we're speaking to.
Yeah.
And how we're helping and lifting and undergirding. So I encourage y'all, speak up.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Speak up.
Don't be on the mute ministry.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's depending on your exposure to learning about God and expressing your faith. There's some places of worship where everyone's really calm. It's like, Heavenly Father, we thank you. Amen. Like, you know, it's real formal. It's real. But I'm like, honey, you need to be delivered. To hold up your hands, give God praise. And, you know, my pastor used to say they call us the noisy Christians because we have something to give God praise about. So when we're worshiping, when we're praising, it's not for anybody else. It's not to create some audience for them to say, okay, who can sing the loudest or who can, you know, shout and fall out. It's about the sincere worship before God, coming in his presence, because it frees your spirit. You can let go of any chain that's been trying to hold you down, any challenge that's been trying to beset you, any worry, because the enemy does his job really well to try to oppress your thoughts and your mind, make you feel so low. And just test it. If you haven't tried it and you're going through something, turn on a praise song. Put on a prayer, turn on a sermon, and watch the atmosphere shift around you. Watch how you're able to say, whew, okay, in spite of all of that, I'm just giving God praise. I can just listen to this and be encouraged. You're encouraged by our testimony. What the word tells us is we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Why is testimony so important? It's important to remind you that you're not crazy. That you're not out here by yourself, that God really does hear you. And we're going to persist and we're going to press, push, pray and praise until we see, right, the manifestation of that particular promise. And we go from strength to strength, glory to glory. So you don't get over one thing and it's like, ooh, I'm home free. I don't have to worry about one more thing until I get to heaven. No, we live in a fallen world. So there are all sorts of different kinds of situations that come up. But what you start to track along your journey is that you're stronger, that you're not reacting the same way you did when the first trial happened, because you're about 50 trials in. So you already know the playbook and you know how to respond.
Exactly. I like that you use the word track, because it's like, what is God's track record with his children? You look back and you do get into that place to where you see the pattern. It's like, you know what? Every single time that I have ever gone through anything, God has always shown up. And the way that he shows up has always been different, yet the same. The same in that he's shifted things. Sometimes it's a matter of you've got a time frame that you got to get something done in, or everything's going to break loose. And then you see the time frame pass and God's sovereign ways opens doors for you. And then you still can get the thing done. Sometimes it's that you get the thing done way ahead of time. Sometimes you don't get the thing done and it's just totally gone. It's like, wait a minute, what just happened here? I thought that this bill was due, but how was it paid? So there's all these different ways, and God shows us that he's got resources in every different aspect, every perspective. And if you just trust him, then you don't have to go through all of the emotional turmoil that you go through when you don't trust him.
Mm, that's so good. And it's not what you go through, it's how you go through it.
There you go.
It's not what you go through, it's how you go through it. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you can praise your way through your problems, praise your way through your problem.
That's a word. Praise your way through.
But it feels better, like you said, Dr. Stacy. You know, despite your circumstances, when you just trust him, when you keep your eye on the prize, which is our Lord and Savior, it feels better despite the circumstances. So praise your way through your problems.
And, you know, the funny thing is that, you know, when the word tells us to think, you know, what to think on, the things that are pure, holy, of good report, if they have any virtue. Do you know, and this is from a physiological standpoint, when you do concentrate on things that are of a good report, it shifts how your physiology operates as well. Mm. There are physical benefits. It's not just psychological, not just spiritual. You regulate your hormones in different ways when you are thinking about the right things. Because your brain, it triggers different chemicals in your body, it triggers your cells. And this is when you talk about like epigenetics. You could turn on and off different aspects of your cells to do different things in your body. As a matter of fact, there are cells that your body produces, the stem cells. Okay, now we're getting a little scientific here, but the stem cells, and those cells differentiate, which means that they will turn into whatever cell that's necessary in order to repair things, to reestablish things, to regenerate things. Your body has those cells ready to go.
Yep. That's amazing. And that's why I know that there's healing. Just if you start to treat your body, like I said earlier, if we do better, you know, if we think better, you know, Dr. Stacey just said it. Stress is a big part of why our bodies are not functioning the way they God designed it to function, because we're taking on the weight instead of passing it on to him. We're carrying, you know, the hardship instead of giving it to God. I love that, Jason. When are we going to have our sessions?
You know what? Look, I'm open to it now. Stacey's had me in there when we do the honoring your temple segment. So I guess it must be soon.
It was all a setup. It was a setup. But I was setting him up, trying to get him comfortable with that, because these are the conversations that we need to have, right? And that's why I added that segment to the Faithpreneur Sunday Joy Show that we broadcast every Sunday. Little things. We don't have to do big things.
No.
Little things over a consistent period of time, we can see the change. And let me tell you, I, in the last couple of weeks, have been really, really hectic. And I noticed that my water intake shifted and it made a major difference. And you would think like, oh, it's not a big deal. You know, you drank some water. No, to be consistent with just the amount of water that you drink daily makes a difference. Like, it's all these little things that add up to big things.
Did you hear me, Dr. Stacey? I haven't had red meat or pork. Lord Jesus, I'm struggling. I need my pork, my ham hock.
No, you don't. You're right.
Okay.
Stay strong.
For two months. And I have been the same weight since COVID. And I tried everything to try to lose weight, and I couldn't. Well, I've lost 4, maybe 5 pounds just in 2 months because I haven't had those toxins in my system. I feel better. I feel lighter. And when I say lighter, I'm not talking about physically. I'm even saying mentally. I feel better because I've taken those. I'm not saying forever, but I intentionally took them out of my diet. And here I've lost 5 pounds just by doing something little. Instead of having that steak on Friday night, I had that grilled chicken. I even start eating, and I don't care for turkey at all. But instead of having my ham hocks on Sunday, I'm baking my turkey. How about that?
Nice.
And look at the natural small steps that is changing in my body.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. It will. And I did the same thing when I really just focused more on vegetables and alternate proteins. It's a total difference in my body, in my mind, in my sleep.
Yes.
And, you know, the other day I was like, oh, Lord, I don't know if I'm totally delivered from that piece of bacon, but help me, Jesus, help me.
I ate bacon every help day. Me, Lord. I haven't had it in 2 months. Girl, every morning I go to the refrigerator and look, ain't no bacon in the refrigerator.
But I think when we start to deprive ourselves, or our mind thinks that we're depriving ourselves, it's a harder road to changing habits. But when we just say, you know, I'm just going to remove this one thing. I'm going to stop doing this one thing for a little bit and just focus more on what good health feels like.
Right.
And you know, Les made that quote years ago. I don't even know if he remember when he said that nothing tastes as good as health feels.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when he was going through some medical challenges with what they were trying to be diagnosed him with. And I said, that's really a powerful thought, that we can discipline ourselves enough to not put on a consistent basis things in our body that are not going to help us to live a healthier life, you know? And if we don't have the discipline to say every now and then, I might taste it, because that every now and then you might start and then you go back down the rabbit hole of what you shouldn't be doing. But if you have the discipline to say, you know, I'm not really eating that much dairy, but I'm gonna have one little spoon of this here mac and cheese, right? Because that's one of the things that I have to monitor is dairy. Because dairy is not, it's not my friend. Right. So while I love, I would put cheese on everything, it is not my friend. So I realized the difference. And you can start, and I would encourage everybody, like, these are the things that God allows us to talk through and to incorporate in our everyday life, because worshiping Christ is not just a one day a week situation. Mm-hmm. It's a total submission in every area of your life to be better stewards of our resources and our money, which Carmen teaches. It is our opportunity to look at these healthy things that we can incorporate in our diets that we talk about, Jason. It is the discipline of starting and being consistent so you can see results. It's all intertwined together. And when we think about this conversation around the physical aspect, you can just test your own body. Talk to your doctor about certain things that when you eat it, when you are off of it, what the difference is. Start tracking it in a journal. When you drink more water, you have this result. When you remove heavy red meat from your diet, what is the change? So when you are tracking it in your own personal journal, you can have a conversation with your doctor and they might refer you to a specialist that deals with your genes. And I know that some folks have gone for hormone treatments, just seeing, because everybody's body is different. So it's not a one size fit all for all of your medical needs. But depending on your capacity and what you're able to do, at least just start tracking your reaction to when you eliminate certain things from your diet versus when you add them in. And then you for yourself can start to have your body regenerate what it needs to regenerate for healing properties.
Absolutely.
And for you to be able to show up better. So just sharing that, as that is my daily challenge to make sure that I'm honoring my temple, because I can't get me a Beyonce model. I got to deal with what Stacey got.
Well, you know what, Stacey? I think people like you and I who are so busy, we kind of mentally, not intentionally, use that our busyness. I've been so busy. Mm-hmm. I just had to grab that, go to McDonald's. No, I could have packed something, or I could have, you know, went to the salad bar. So we make excuses, unfortunately, sometimes with what's going on in our lives. And I told myself, stop doing that, because you did not have to go get that Burger King. You know better. You know you could have waited another hour and when you got home and you had some stuff in the refrigerator that was more healthy. So we got to, again, be intentional. Be intentional. And especially for those who maybe not have busy schedules, to me, it's like no excuse. Just buy better at the grocery store and eat better. Just do different. And in this season, with everything that's going on in the climate, we ought to want to be better in our bodies, in our temples. So Jason, I think we should start this class like next week on Sunday evening. I'm just saying, Dr. Stacey, what do you say? Come on.
Yeah, look.
I'm open to it.
Yeah, and you know what? What we should do is just repurpose that segment in a very intentional way so that we can share the sound bites, because that's the other thing. Everybody is moving so much and doing so many things. They're not pausing to pay attention. So giving the sound bites and repurposing those sound bites and giving us a challenge for the week. So every week, we're challenging you to command your morning with your prayers. Every week, I think that'll be the countdown, because we are going to do a celebration of Destiny Designers anniversary on the 29th. It falls on a Saturday this year, so we'll have an extended morning for our Faith North VIP prayer call. So for all of the family members who are always here, we're going to get you some information that you can repurpose it, share, and so we can have a broad audience here to celebrate our DDU anniversary. But yeah, I think we're going to put the challenge out. So we're going to command our morning. Karma's going to give us a financial challenge. We have Katie with the tips that she does. We're going to have Jason give one of the honor your temple moments and something to master in the immediate. Like, we're going to make it a nice, fun challenge to just get in the habit, and it's sound bites that's not overwhelming. And it's something that can give you a good way to end your year strong, you know, close out the fourth quarter. We're always doing different challenges, and that'll be the challenge as we close out 2025. We're not ending the year like we started it. We are claiming victory. We're claiming breakthrough. Any stubborn situations that have been lingering, any health issues, we're claiming restoration, financial issues. God shall supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. By his blood, we are cleansed. By his stripes, we are healed. For those who are going through any physical challenge, we are standing in community that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Isaiah 40, 31 is the grounding scripture for the work that we do in this community. And we're going to show the example of faith, that it is impossible to please God without faith. God cannot go back on his word, what he said he will do. And we are going to stand as his examples in the marketplace and use the solutions that he's given us to be able to create growth and capacity. And when people are without, we're going to be like Joseph. We're going to have the storehouse that they can come in and be able to be fed, to be clothed, to use the wisdom, kingdom principles that God has given us to be a blessing. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about how we continue to share the good news of the gospel. We're not going to labor in this room too much longer today because we do have a weekend filled of events. And I know it's an extended weekend for some who will be taking time for the Veterans Holiday. And I want to say happy Veterans Day in advance to all of the veterans who might be here and who might be families of veterans, because it's a sacrifice that only those who know it and have gone through it, and families who've had to pray for their loved ones who've given their life of service to this country. We thank you and we honor you. So I am going to just see if there's anything else or anyone else who wanted to come up before we close down, and we can pray out as I transition into getting ready to go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and do our part to memorialize and recognize the lives of those whose names have never been properly recorded.
Yeah. And you know what, sis, I will say this, and this is just a nugget out there for everybody. Take the time to start to develop your own resources. And I'm talking about some simple things. There's some things that you can grow right at your house in a pot, in a little yard space. If you are in an apartment, you can grow it vertically. And that way you have on hand things that you need, you know, from your produce and all of that. Just start to look into that. And I would say do better than look into it. Start to put some things in place so that you can grow the things that you need and become more self-sustainable. And that way, you know, if there is a break in the supply chain to where you're not able to access things from stores and all of that, you've got things growing in your yard or in pots in your house or on your balcony, and you can harvest herbs or produce from your own place. So just keep that in mind. It'll be important for you to have that established.
That's real talk, bro. And I know that you have talked about this numerous times here in our community, but I'm really like, let me go find one little pot. I stop, put some seed in it. like
we started it too,
my family.
We did this year. My daughter, we're going to take some classes in the Fifth Ward, which is a historic district, you know, Black community. We're taking classes, Jason. You'll be happy.
Nice. Wow. Well, look, that's real talk. That's something that we're going to have to continue to encourage our community to do, to have your own supply. Yeah.
And there's certain herbs that you should have on hand, too. Like, they are straight medicinal and healing and regenerative. And if you just had these simple things on hand, you can do a whole lot for your system. Marshmallow root is one of those things.
We're growing oregano. That was our first herb. Oregano is good for food, but it also has some health benefits, I heard.
A lot of health benefits.
Huge health benefits. And we have oregano oil, the ingestible oil, on deck all the time, because as soon as anybody feel a tickle, we put that couple of drops in this disgusting garlic mixture that we have. But it works.
You know, you beat around the bush a little bit too much. I think you're vague. We don't understand what you're saying right now.
It is nasty, but it's good. It's good. It's garlic and lemon and ginger. Mm-hmm. We keep it in a bottle. We shake that up, put some of the oregano oil in it, and take one shot. Yes. And as soon as you feel a little tickle or something, I promise you it'll be out your system.
Exactly.
So, yesterday,
put down there, she says rosemary is good also. Very, very true.
Oh, yeah. We've got some of that. Yesterday, Stacey, me and Emmerich were talking, and he made the comment to someone that he feels so blessed because he's a wealthy, healthy Black man that can do anything. And so we start talking about health, and he takes these herbs, Jason. I'm going to text them to you. Mm-hmm. But Black Seed Oil was one. He said oregano oil. And was it I don't know. I can't see. I don't have my glasses. Merengue powder. Other things. He told me a lot of it is about your immune system and healing your body from the inside. And he said since he's been taking them, he's just a different man. And so this is so exciting to me, y'all. So, Jason, I'm going to send you what he told me so you can confirm that what he said was real.
No, Eric does take good care of that. And I take Black Seed Oil combination.
Yeah, he takes Black Seed Oil.
Also. I'll text it to you, okay. Carmen. It's Black Seed Oil and Honey. Nice. That I take every day as well. So these are just the little things. I know we went off on a health tangent, but clearly God wants us to be reminded of we're in the tip-top shape to be able to execute on our assignment. So I see Gayla joined us. So before we close out, we will turn it over to our sister. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Gayla, how you doing, sis?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You were breaking up Carmen, Gayla. Carmen was asking if that was your testimony last week that was shared.
No, it was Raquel's. Talk about the roof. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, the roof. Although, that was a roof with her last time. But I concur with everything everyone is saying. This is Gayla Ferry calling in from Roswell, Georgia, the northern suburbs of Atlanta. I'm standing on Luke 22:42. Thy will, not mine. A lot of conversation. Very much there are a lot of herbs and things out there that are, you know, coming from the motherland as well that we don't even know or can't even begin to understand that our body needs. And as Carmen was saying, moringa, marula, are a couple of them, as well as the kola nuts and some other things. So I took a lot of that stuff during COVID, and I didn't get vaccinated and didn't have any major outbreaks with COVID. Mm-hmm. So those are some options, some things as well. Also, I know someone's trying to call me, so I'll have to call them back. But I'm taking a class, Morehouse School of Medicine. They're doing a class, and there are people on it from all over, not just here in Atlanta, but it's Optimal Health. I put the link in the chat. They're promoting a plant-based diet. So on there, they've been going through and talking about the health challenges of people that are, you know, carnivores and, you know, everything from, what happens to your body with stress, what happens to your body when you're eating a lot of, meat and things. One of the shocking ones for a lot of people was the fact that eating eggs is like smoking several packs of cigarettes. There's
what? Gayla, hush your mouth, girl.
Gayla. So I have an egg and a piece of bacon every day, 7 days a week, up until 2 months ago. And you heard me say how my body has shifted because I stopped eating an egg and one piece of bacon every day, y'all. I was every day. It was like crack. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then they talked about the impact of cheese. So I had to give up cheese, too.
Oh, Lord Gila just taking us out. The eggs, Jesus, the cheese. Oh, Father, help us.
Yes, yes, cheese too. So yeah, it's been a really good class, and they actually have people on there that are looking at everything from sound therapy to that just kind of walk us through those things. I've already been practicing those things, from yoga to sound therapy, light exercising. They have teams that on Saturday they do, you know, walking through the we have lots of parks here in Atlanta. So they meet up and then, you know, go walking. So it's all of that together. And then in that also, I work with Black farmers here in Georgia and Florida and everything. So, yes, I think I might have mentioned this on a previous call that, you know, we definitely need to start growing our own and sharing amongst us, because the GMO stuff that they're putting out mm-hmm. there is not helpful for our bodies at all. Yeah. So that's important. And so that's the thing that we're promoting amongst the Black farmers. And at this point, you know, people don't have money. You just go back to what we've always known. And you know this in the Caribbean, we barter. You got mm-hmm. some greens, you got some corn, you know, let's swap, whatever. So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that's well. And then the last thing I wanted to mention, 11 Alive here in Atlanta, they're having a Veterans Day telethon, and the proceeds will be going to Top Dog Canine Foundation. Top Dogs is owned by veterans Blake and Sheila Richard, and they actually train dogs for PTSD for veterans, and they've been doing it for over 11 years. And so, you know, and you got anybody in the Atlanta area, if you can pick up the channel on online, then please take a opportunity to chime in to that telethon and donate. They'll have celebrity people that'll be online that will be answering the phones as well. So just wanted to let you know that. Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Anything that we can do to help, especially, as I said before, those who give the greatest sacrifice to be able to go and protect the freedoms that we typically can enjoy. It's being challenged a little bit right now, but we definitely appreciate you sharing that, and anybody else who's sharing resources as well that can protect and support our veterans. So with that being said, we can start winding down. Do we have any announcements, Jason, besides telling everyone to tune in to our Faithpreneur Sunday Joy Show on Ivy Jam Radio, 97.1 FM HD3 in the New York tri-state area, or just download the Ivy Jam app in the Apple Store or Google Play. And you can also listen on ivyjamradio.com. We're on 12 to 2 p.m. every Sunday Eastern Standard Time. And you can also hear the Jason Hodge when we do our Honor Your Temple segment there on air. Any other announcements, bro?
That would have been it. Aside from, check out the resource page at the top here. It's faithpreneur.me. You check that out and peruse through it. Any areas that you'd like to see in it, reach out to us. Let us know what you want to know. And that way we can update the page with that. And again, make sure that you not only tune in to the broadcast, but you share it out as well, because we want to hit critical mass so that more and more people can get the resources and the information that they need in order to help move their lives forward in a positive direction.
Amen to that. And Carmen Wealthpreneur.
I'm sorry, I'm pumping gas.
Oh, okay. Not the multitasking while on the
house. I have to realize I need to pump gas before I go do my errands. Okay, sorry. I love y'all.
Love you too. I love it. I love it. Oh my goodness, the things that we have to do. And shout out to my hubby for making sure the back end is coordinated with G. Jason Hodge when I am ripping and running on the go. But I just give God praise for all things new, all things that he is blessing and revealing in this season. So be encouraged. I tell you, when the enemy is coming and
looks like it is nonstop, just pause and say, we're not going to do this today because my God is in control. And I'm going to share, as I wrap up in prayer, just another set of thoughts and revelation that Dr. Trim had shared that I thought would be a continued blessing as we continue the conversation around commanding our morning, commanding the things that we have authority to do, right? So the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead empowers you to speak to storms, to sickness, to delay, to confusion, and command them to align with the will of God. To command circumstances is not arrogance. It is obedience to the divine principle of dominion. God has already decreed that you are to have authority over the works of his hands. When you speak, you're enforcing that decree. The earth, your environment, and even time itself respond to the voice of divine commands. Circumstances are subject to spiritual laws, and words are the levers that activate those laws. You do not command through emotion, you command through revelation. When you know God's will, you have the right to enforce it. His will is revealed in his word. And his word is your legal basis for authority. So when you decree healing, it's not because you wish to be well, but because the word declares that by his stripes you were healed. When you command provision, it's not because you desire abundance for vanity's sake, but because the word says God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Every divine promise gives you the authority to confront contradictions, and commanding circumstances is about calling what God has said into the space where opposition exists. You are speaking divine order into disorder, divine purpose into confusion, divine truth into deception. This authority is not mechanical. It's spiritual and relational. You cannot command apart from submission. The authority you carry is derived from your assignment with God's will. And when your heart is yielded to him, your words carry his power. So that is what we continue to seek to do, to build that relationship, because you have yielded to God's will and his way. So that's where we're able to get this intimacy with God that gives us the strength to stand in that power. So I hope that blessed you. And today's fellowship is a blessing, whether you're listening to it live or you're catching the replay. We appreciate you being here, and be encouraged no matter where you are, what you're going through, no matter how impossible it seems. We serve a God who specializes in the impossible. So Lord, we just come to you today to say thank you. Thank you for your blessing, your covering, for the ability for us to give you glory, honor, and praise. Thank you that you sit high, you look low, you see all things, you know all things. There's nothing hidden from your sight. So we thank you as we close this fellowship today. It's not closing out our relationship and interaction with you. Thank you for the truth of your word that will continue to go forth from our mouths. Thank you for the time that we have taken to come and to join together in giving you glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for covering everyone here, every household, every situation, meet every need. We pray for those who are bereaved that you continue to strengthen and cover them during their time of loss, that they may be reminded and comforted by the moments that they shared with their loved ones. We thank you for adding another life to the year, to the life of those who are celebrating birthdays, anniversary, special moments. We ask you to be with them. Thank you for the anniversary of DDU coming forth on the 29th, that we'll be able to continue to stand as proof of consistency over a period of time equals maximum results. Thank you for DJ Jason Hodge, for Carmen Wealthpreneur, for my dear husband. Thank you, Lord, for covering him and keeping him in his support. Clubhouse Auntie Roz and Uncle Vinny, we cover them and pray for their continued healing. And just thank you for just sparing lives. And thank you for Mother Joan and Mother Gwen, PLC, Bishop, all the names in this room. Too many to name, but you know all your children. And we just say thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise for how our lives can be examples for others to follow. Thank you, Father, for each faithpreneur building and growing their enterprises, that you will continue to give the downloads and the discernment and the witty ideas for their gifts and skills to make room for them and to bring them before great men, that you give us the power to build well and to do what you've called us to do as the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. So we bless you and ask you for forgiveness for anything we've done outside your will or your way. We cast out anything that is not of you. And we just will never stop giving your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Thank you for making way out of no way. Thank you for every door you've opened and every way you've made. Anything that we do not remember to ask, please don't hesitate to grant it unto us. Be with those who the enemy has tried to attack their mind. And depression and thoughts of suicide, we come against it all and give them restoration, because we know you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but a power to love and of a sound mind. So cover and keep us all. This country we put before you, let this government open up, be with those who've been affected by this shutdown, the Melissa outreach that is happening, let it be directed in the correct places, that those lives that need to be rebuilt can start in confidence of knowing that they have the full support of so many humanitarians who are rising to the occasion. So we give your name glory, we give your name honor, and we give your name praise in the matchless and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, Amen. Family.
Lord. Looks like Stacy, your namesake, is on stage.
Oh, she popped up while I was praying. Hey, namesake, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Actually, just a little bit before you started praying, and I apologize because I couldn't really speak before. So, first of all, hi, I'm Stacy Clark, known as the Maximizer, and calling in from New York. And it is actually going to be a gorgeous day, up to about 62 degrees today on November 8th. In New York, so that's a blessing. So thinking about trying to get out and enjoy some of that. And my scripture for the day is Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. And just want to share that, wow, that is so true. I've been, you know, as all of us being faithpreneurs, I have different business interests, and I've been in business for over 40 years. I tell people, I love to say this, tell people I'm not as young and hot as I look. I'm seasoned and marinated, but not done yet. And that's one of my brands, seasonandmarinated.com. But I'm saying all that to say that even though I've been on this journey for many years, you know what? Sometimes we are not doing things in the way that we should be. And I am finding, as I continue to be reminded, as do we all, different seasons, that the more I'm committing to the Lord, what I'm doing, the more he is establishing, perfecting, clarifying, and perfecting my plans. And some wonderful things are coming together. And it's not new things for me. It's the same things, but God is giving me a different vision of how to bring these things together, how to execute again, now that I am doing more consistently the process of committing it to him. So I'm just sharing that because that might be a blessing to others as well. And I wanted to share, I put some stuff actually in the chat here as we were talking about health, because I've been on a journey for over 30 years. When I first got pregnant with my first daughter, who is 34, I stopped eating red meat initially. And then I eventually, you know, stopped eating even poultry, and I became a pescatarian. And in 2020, I was going to stop eating shellfish. Well, I was going to stop eating scavengers, which is shrimp and lobster. But I felt the Lord tell me to just go ahead and stop eating the fish altogether. So I no longer eat any fish. I'm veganish. And I say that because, yes, I still do eat some cheese and eggs as far as dairy is concerned. However, I'm just sharing that to say that I put that and something else in there about other things that I take. And this process and this journey, it is a journey, and it continues to evolve. And even though I don't eat flesh, doesn't mean that someone else can't. But the process is something that I also would love to share if and when we do the things we've been talking about, because it is a process. Even back 34 years ago when I started, when I gave up the red meat, one of the things that the Lord led me to do, and I haven't done it for a number of years, but I think I'm going to do it in January, is I, given by the Lord, created a process that begins generally at the beginning of the year. That is a gradual way, because that's what it's always been with me, a gradual way to help people for a season. to let go of certain things on a process, and then it turns into a fast at the end. It's a 21-day thing where you give up certain things the first week, and then the second and the third, and you get down to a place where you're fasting. And this is not, it's spiritual, it can be spiritual, but it's for people who don't even understand or do normal fasting, but it's teaching people how to let go of food over or certain things over time. So I feel led to do that again this year. So I will definitely share that with you all. But I just wanted to let you know that I hear you, and I know that it is a process. And like y'all were talking about, you know, not wanting to give up certain things. It's not an easy process, but God has always been involved with me, because as I learned to fast for longer periods of time, both from a spiritual and a physical perspective, God has really assisted me, same way he did when he helped me to give up smoking cigarettes at 17 years old. I remember being in church on a Wednesday night, so to speak. I'm assuming it was Wednesday, you know, like midweek service, and giving a testimony about how at that moment I hadn't smoked for, I think it was 7 days, but somehow it was, I haven't smoked for 7 days, and I know in my spirit that I'll never go back to it again, and God has delivered me from it. So again, I guess, you know, without even realizing until I'm talking about it now, I do have a testimony about process. Now, that doesn't mean that God can't just do something in an instant. We are so grateful that he is a God of right now when that's what he chooses to be. But for us, sometimes there is a process to letting go of things. So I wanted to share that. And I wanted to share that with you all so that we can all grow together and share the experiences and what God has blessed us with. And the other thing I want to say, I wasn't going to say it here. Jason, you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because this is for you. I was listening to, and I always reflect on how, and you and I connect and we talk, you know, outside of here and share resources with each other. But today, for some reason, Lord just said to me, showed me that you and I, when it comes to technology and innovation, we both have a passion for that. And we also have the passion for the health and the eating things and the natural things, because, you know, that is where I am as well in terms of how I choose to eat and take care of my temple. And the Lord told me today, and I'm just sharing it here for accountability, that we need to connect and find ways to bless each other and bless others in a cohesive way through certain projects or initiatives, because we both have experience and a heartfelt desire to help people in those areas. So I'm just saying that to hold me accountable to what I know God just told me.
Good stuff, sis. Love you. Thank you.
Yeah. Love you too. And thank you guys for the opportunity to share today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing your testimony and the opportunity. And that's what we do, right? Keeping each other accountable to stand in our greatness, to do what God has called us to do. So it has been a wonderful fellowship. I'm glad I was able to be here for a little longer today, and I pray that everyone takes what we share with you as you meditate throughout the day. Remember your words. Remember, you have the power in your tongue. So let's go on, have a victorious weekend, and continue to do your work and watch God work. He's got us, and we don't have to worry about a thing. Can't worry and pray in the same sentence. So go on ahead and see what the end gonna be. All right, my brother, we can close the room down in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Love y'all. There's nothing you can do about it.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and I hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.